That's an ad Apple released this week in China. It's the first time Apple's ever had a TV spot there. The company is doing better in China, but it's also butting up against a Beijing startup called Xiaomi. Ina Fried is senior editor of mobile at the tech news site Recode. She joins us from San Francisco. And Ina, tell us first about Xiaomi. A lot of Americans have never heard of this company, but it is posing a threat to Apple in China.
It is. Xiaomi has come from nowhere to be the third largest smartphone vendor in the world, which is pretty impressive for a company that basically few outside China had heard of until very recently. They sell mostly online to Chinese folks, and they sell out of each batch in minutes or seconds, which is an amazing feat in this day and age.
And is Xiaomi a real threat to Apple in China?
You know, I think they are to the degree that people can't always afford Apple. And if Xiaomi can offer some of that cachet, some of that cool without the same price tag, I think that will be an issue. I think some people will always want, you know, the premium. And I think Apple still has that brand in China and everywhere else.
What about patents, though? Xiaomi has been accused of copying some Apple designs.
So patents are a big deal in certain markets. They're not at all a big deal in other markets. So China and their home market, it's not a big issue. If Xiaomi were to come to the United States, it would probably be a big issue. So as Xiaomi expands internationally, I think they'll pay close attention, not just to the market potential, but also the litigation potential.
Well, that's my next question. Are they going to expand internationally? Are we likely to see Xiaomi products in the United States anytime soon?
Well, they are expanding internationally. They've moved into Singapore and most recently India. They brought on a fellow, Hugo Barra from Google, who's leading their international efforts. I think the U.S. is a stretch. I think there's a lot of appeal because it's, you know, the most competitive smartphone market in the world, but it's also the most litigious. And I think to the degree they worry about litigation, the U.S. might be last on that list.
And tell us about the founder of Xiaomi, Lei Jun, who has a sort of a cult-like following in a very similar way to Steve Jobs' following. Tell us more about him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is a part of Xiaomi's success, is really creating that cachet, that excitement. You know, and he's certainly spoken about his, you know, respect for what Steve Jobs has done. And Xiaomi, there's a lot of odes to Apple, if you will. But obviously, you know, Apple doesn't really like imitation is not how they prefer to be flattered.
Apple just recently announced a really strong earnings report. You cover mobile in this country. How are they doing against U.S. competitors?
Apple is doing really well, surprisingly well. You know, a lot of people have forecast that over time, this premium segment, which is the only part that Apple competes in, will not be the fastest growing segment. And yet Apple showed last fourth quarter, if they can do things a little different, a lot of people will buy it when they can afford it. And the U.S. is one of those markets where people can afford it.
And for Apple, what's the bigger threat, Xiaomi or Samsung?
I think for Apple, probably, you know, Samsung or anyone that can offer a lot of the benefits at global scale.
Ina Fried, senior editor of mobile at the tech news site Recode, which joins us each week. Ina, thank you so much for being with us this week.
Always happy to.